Good afternoon, friend Stephen Bernoon with Israeli News Live. It is June the 18th, 2025, and we have with us our special guest, Deborah Tavares. And we are looking at a very serious issue here, and we want to weigh in on this subject, the USS Nimitz, a false flag attack. It is crazy things that are happening in the Middle East already. And what could be worse, Deborah, than adding that issue to this scenario as well? Please welcome and thank you for taking the time out to share this with the world.
Well, thank you, Steve. I'm just passing on the information that you're going to show in a video here coming up soon, where we're being asked to help stop this attack on the world from the powers that are controlling this world, which we understand all wars are bankers' wars. So we must remember that. And as we look at the decommissioning of the Nimitz next year, it stands to reason that they would want to sink it. They were going to sink it next year, but where? And why not off the coast and in Iranian waters? So this is a really big deal. Because the video that you're going to play a little portion to, he's talking about the U.S. using the USS Nimitz as a decoy for a false flag. And it is set for decommission next year, as I said. So it appears they plan to use it for a false flag in order to escalate the war. The U.S. has said they are going to send the USS Nimitz to Iranian-controlled waters on June the 19th of 2025.
Carrier Strike Group 11, led by the USS Nimitz, is now en route to
decoy operation in order to escalate the war. And we have to understand and remember that the USS Nimitz carries 300,000 troops, so it would be similar numbers to the death toll of 9/11, again, a sacrifice as well. So we've already known that they've used these type of false flag attacks in the past. And Steve, we were talking about the USS Liberty and how that was sunk. And I think we're now seeing the continued strategy of the international bankers to have us beat the war drums in conjunction with destroying Iran and creating all kinds of continued genocide programs, because everything that we're talking about, Steve, as you so well know, sits on top of genocide. The reduction of the human population, and particularly in 2023. This is a year where we've been told through the UN directive that the United States would be taken over by the United Nations. And this is the year that the U.S. Air Force told us in documents that they would own the weather in 2025. Own. And when we look at the enormity of control methods here that most people don't even realize, I mean, you and I have previously talked about all the patents in relationship to owning the weather and how they're destroying society on a planetary level. So the Nimitz fits in to this horrific narrative of getting more money to take out people. And just as what we're seeing in Gaza, it's just horrific. So I wanted to talk about some other things too, because I know you can pull up that article from the press, the Associated Press, and this article is dated June 18th of 2025. And let's talk about this a little bit. Do you have that up on your screen?
June 18th, 2025, correct? Did I get the right one?
Yes, and okay. It's an Associated Press article, and it's entitled U.S. Spies, Iran Not Building a Nuke Bomb. And this is about Tulsi Gabbard telling Trump, and Trump dismissed the report, contradicting the National Intelligence Director. And so we're pummeling in so many lies and so much disinformation, it's becoming more and more difficult to know what's true or real anymore. But we know one thing. If the USS Nimitz goes down, you're hearing about it. And I know other shows are broadcasting this as well. It's our duty, it's our job to potentially call out things in advance, because we know everything is scripted and in advance. And we're told years in advance of things that would be done. I mean, we were told in the Simpsons cartoon about 9/11 before 9/11 ever even came to pass. We were also told in the Simpsons cartoons about the radiation coming from our screens, our computer screens. We've been warned in advance, and then they create the circumstance. And I think that's important. So do you have that article that I just only screenshot part of that article? Were you able to find the entire article about Tulsi Gabbard?
I'll pull it up right now. You continue and I'll pull it up.
Yeah, I just wanted to go over it a little bit, because it does speak to a defiance by the CEO in the swamp. And of course, we know that the United States is a corporation. It's run by the bankers. It's run by the controllers, as is all the other countries as well, the elite controllers. And we know that. And we're suffering while bombs are being dropped in Iran now. And we're certainly talking about the rods from God as well. We talked about that. But what we also know is that we're at war here in the United States and in Canada and Australia and the UK and everywhere with the silent weapons wars we've been talking about for many, many years. We're being attacked on so many levels that it's our heads are spinning. And I understand that. So this article is about Tulsi Gabbard. She left no doubt when she testified to Congress about Iran's nuke program earlier this year. So this would be in earlier 2025. She said the country was not building a nuclear weapon, and National Intelligence Director told lawmakers and its supreme leader had not reauthorized the dormant program, even though it had enriched uranium to higher levels. But President Donald Trump dismissed the assessment of the U.S. spy agencies during an overnight flight back to Washington, D.C., as he cut short his trip to the Group of Seven summit to focus on the escalating conflict between Israel and Iran. Now, they're saying Israel and Iran. So I think we need to include the United States as well, because we're going to be in. Wouldn't you say that, Steve? Yeah,
absolutely. The only article I could pull up online is under the Associated Press, where it says U.S. spy said Iran wasn't building a nuclear weapon, and Trump dismisses that assessment. And I did see, like you said, too, Deborah, where Trump just slammed Tulsi Gabbard after she testified before Congress about this.
Well, here's a quote where Trump says, "I don't care what she said." Trump told reporters, in his view, Iran was very close to having a nuclear bomb. And Trump's statement aligned him with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Help me with that. Anyway,
Netanyahu.
Yes, thank you. So the article goes on and on. So for those of you that are listening, I hope you can find it. It's right here in my local paper here in Northern California. And
what's the name of that paper there again?
Yes, it's called The Press Democrat. The Press Democrat. And this is Wednesday, June 18th of 2025, and it says the voice of Sonoma and Napa County. in the North Bay here in Northern California.
I at least found the paper. Now maybe I can find the article directly then.
Yes. Well, I could have some more comments about the article, but I think the bottom line is that this is intended to bring us into war. And I think we also want to talk about the likelihood that there are contaminants on board, depleted uranium on top of, on the USS Nimitz, that when it's sunk, it will do more damage as it lies on the surface of the seas. And it'll be just another method of poisoning the ocean, killing off the fish, certainly destroying the habitat, which is happening worldwide on every single level. So I think it was our job to get this out. And certainly all of you can listen to this interview in its entirety. But do you want to just play a few minutes of that interview?
Yeah, let's do that for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Not to be rude or anything, get her digits and have a little chatty do. Here's the thing. You think that you don't have any power, but you get a lot of power for one person. You sure do. You have got a lot of power for one individual on this planet. You got tons of power. You don't even know it, but you really do. But here's the thing. If enough cells get together, collectively, you can't imagine the kind of power you really do have. And if you don't think that you could stop something, you'd be wrong, because you can stop it too. Okay? So anyway, this is going to be an exercise of that, because look, this is how this works. If you have a pretty good hunch that something catastrophic is about to go down, first of all, you need to shut your mouth and get out there and get with your friends and whoever you got to get with and just spill it. Don't be selling books and, you know, tell you're going to go on a live stream 2 weeks from now and you're going to tell it then, or, you know, you got to, okay, this is only for members only. None of that garbage. If you got information, it is your duty as an individual of the human race to get at it, to try your best to either save yourself, the people around you, or people you don't even know. It's your duty. And if you don't do it, well, then why are you even around?
Go ahead, Deborah.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And that's why we're here right now.
Yeah.
Because not only is there the likeliness that this could happen, it's been done before. And now we look back in retrospect and we can see what happened to the Liberty. We know how that was intentionally sunk. And our eyes are opening to the predetermined, prescripted reality that we all live in. And I know that we are doing what we're needing to do right now on this broadcast, Steve. And I know that there are many other things we could say, but I feel as though we're saying what needs to be said at this point.
Exactly, because this does need to be gotten out there, Deborah. You know, sometimes if you get enough voices that are blasting the truth of these things that are taking place, then by doing so, this gives us the ability to put a stop to or at least potentially put a stop to someone doing such an evil and horrendous act as sacrificing this ship. Because it's not just a matter of sacrificing the ship. We got to remember there are sailors that are on board that ship. And as you brought out, Deborah, already, about 3,000 souls would be on that ship. How many of them are they willing to take out and kill for the sake of Israel's war here to conquer the region and overthrow the current government? And granted, I'm not for the current government either. You know, who would want to live under such a repressive regime? But still,
well, we live under a very repressive regime here.
Yeah.
Because when you look at Israel in the United States and the fact that we're being poisoned again with silent weapons, and we look at it and killing the seamen on the ship, look at what they're doing to all of us.
Exactly.
We talked about all the directed energy weapons, the reduction of access to water, which I want to cover very soon. I've got some very important information about that, but let's keep this to the Nimitz right now. Let's hope that maybe they'll reconsider this, but something else. I'm sure then it will be something else, Steve. And we're going to have to stay alert and broadcast as we start to hear these types of things manifesting, because we know the severe reality that people are in that is not reality at all. It's all an illusion. And again, I liken what the Illuminati Secret Covenant says at the beginning, and everyone can download this from stopthecrime.net. But it says, an illusion it will be, so large and so vast, it will escape our perception. And that is exactly what's been happening, Steve.
It is so, and it's unbelievable the things that are happening right now, Deborah. And like you said, you know, we're under a repressive regime as well, not only to the citizens of this nation and all the attempt to kill off its own population through the weather weapons, the manipulation, the things that they stick in people. We'll leave it at that because of YouTube censorship. And at the same time, we're also taking out our own citizens as we go around fighting Israel's wars all over the planet. You know, so they have multiple ways of depopulating this country.
Well, we're going into some huge fungal attacks and a fungal pandemic, as it appears, because certainly we have been inundated with fungus on roofs here in Northern California. And in fact, the drones are flying over. PG&E, which is Rothschild, is flying over our area with drones, spotting the fungus and mold on roofs, reporting it to the insurance company. And the insurance companies are going out to the houses and threatening that they will not renew their fire and liability coverage. Now, how do you even draw a parallel to having mold or fungus on your roof and not renewing your fire or liability? Because they're absolutely destroying people's net worth and requiring roof replacements here. We have seen mold splattered on exterior walls here. And what I have seen personally are splattering of little brown dots, like if you took a felt pen and just did little dots, but they're brown instead of black, and you can't wash this off. And again, they're making people take off the roof. Now, we have a horrific mold remediation problem here, and it's important for people to understand, while all of these false flags are looming in front of us, and we're talking about the USS Nimitz and what they did to the Liberty, we have to look at how we're all feeling as a result of the mold and the fungus, which is all airborne, aka aerosols and synthetic molds and fungus as well, all synthetic, just as they're recreating human beings into a synthetic biology. But we look at this, and we have to realize what we're in. And I would say at this point, Steve, that we must continue to live always in right conduct. Know that everything about all that we're doing is scripted. Even the prepper community is scripted. And what I mean by that is they can keep people from engaging into opposition if they feel they're self-reliant. Now, it's good to be self-reliant. I know many people that understand that is necessary, because we're going into a transition that is so unbelievable. Again, it's an illusion so enormous that we can't even believe it to be true. And this transition into eliminating humans as we've known it. And we've talked about this in the NASA war document, which is about robot cyborgs and eliminating humans. So I want to leave the USS Nimitz conversation now for all of you to watch as this unfolds, and know that there are many, many, many programs now being initiated on us. And Steve, without failure, whenever I go anywhere and I ask people how they're feeling about the state of the country and the economy, everyone is downhearted. And it is also a program to create hopelessness as well. And we're going to have to band together and hold up our spirits as we're forced into a reality that's presenting itself that we can't even imagine what this is going to look like, but we're going through it. So I think, Steve, I really appreciate this broadcast, and you're showing the video where people can listen to the entire video. You'll have it there under this broadcast, will you?
Yes, we'll put the video here from Montegraf there, Help Stop This Attack on the World from the Powers That Should Never Be. I love the way he titled that. Equaling the USS Nimitz 62477. So we'll put that in there, as well as how you can look at more information on Deborah's websites as well, stopthecrime.net, primarywater.org, and you have the one other, was it Blue Sky?
And toxicsky.org.
And it's no longer a blue sky. That's the sad truth of it.
So. Well, it's toxicsky.org. So, yes, we have no longer blue skies, which is solar dimming, which is adding to the increased fungus and mildew that we're now being attacked with. So what I would like to say, Steve, is I'm looking forward to another show almost immediately.
Yes.
About some information that I would really like to get out. So everyone that's listening now, please watch an upcoming show. Whenever you're able to do this, Steve, I'm ready. We could do it back to back.
We can do that probably tomorrow. If you want to go ahead and record tomorrow, Deborah, we could do that. And also a reminder, too, for you guys that are listening, when you go to our YouTube channel, all you have to do, go to our playlist. And I'm going to walk you through it real quick right now. Go to IsraeliNewsLive.org. Besides Deborah having this posted on her channel as well, StopTheCrime.net, if you go to IsraeliNewsLive.org and you go to the playlist right there in about the middle of the screen, you'll see the second playlist on there is Deborah Tavares. And this is where we keep all the videos that we do. In fact, I just noticed, Deborah, too, when I typed in your name online, a lot of other interviews we've done over the years, you and Yana, for example, popped up. So I'm going to start trying to find those and add those to that playlist, because there's just so much amazingly good information. And you could spend just days and days going through some of this information to see the documents that Deborah so meticulously goes through to warn us. And we really appreciate these amazing comments you guys give, your appreciation to Deborah. Anything you can do to help the work that she does, you can also do that on her website, stopthecrime.net, or any of the other websites as well. And those will all be in the description. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you so much.